Welcome to Current Journal of Neurology Podcast. You are listening to Volume 23, Issue 1, January 2024. Article Number 5. Anticoagulation in the management of septic cavernous sinus thrombosis secondary to rhinoorbitocerebral mucormycosis, a retrospective real-world experience. First author, Kiana Amani. Corresponding author, Mohamed Hossein Hararkian. Abstract, background, COVID-19 was associated with an increased number of patients with mucormycosis, MCR, followed by septic cavernous sinus thrombosis, SCST. We evaluated the association between anticoagulation, AC, and mortality morbidity of COVID-19 associated MCR, CAM, induced SCST. Methods. In this retrospective study, neurological sequelae, functional outcomes, and in-hospital mortality were compared between AC receivers and non-receivers. In addition, the association between AC and survivability was examined. Results: 29 patients, 17 male, mean age, 51.27 years, with CAM-induced SCST were included in the study. The median intervals between COVID-19 and MCR and COVID-19 and SCST were 19 and 27 days, respectively. Among AC recipients, the interval between SCST and AC initiation was 18 days, with an AC duration of 37 days. Baseline and management-related characteristics were comparable between AC recipients and non-recipients, p greater than 0.050. AC receivers, N equals 15, and non-receivers, N equals 14, did not significantly differ in terms of the proportion of sequelae, 6:15 versus 5:14, p equals 1.000, complete recovery, 2:15 versus 4:14, p equals 0.687, and in-hospital mortality, 3:15 versus 3:14, p greater than 0.999. Nevertheless, AC recipients had a longer hospital stay, 72.0 versus 35.5, p equals 0.016. AC-related characteristics, AC receiving, type, early initiation, and duration, were not significantly different between survivors and non-survivors, or between recovered and disabled patients. Conclusion: in our study, CAM-induced SCST in-hospital mortality morbidity did not differ between AC receivers and non-receivers. AC characteristics were not different between survivors and non-survivors, or recovered and disabled patients. However, the small sample size may have limited the ability to detect significant differences, leading to inconclusive results. You can read full article at cjn.tums.ac.ir.